When we are managing replanting almond orchards, this is in the situation where we're planting almonds after almonds or almonds after peaches. We're trying to manage two different problems. The first problem is Prunus replant disease, and this is a fungal microbial complex that seems to affect most trees planted in soils within the San Joaquin Valley, as well as many up in the Sacramento Valley. The second problem is plant parasitic nematodes, and this includes ring, lesion, and root knot nematode. So recently, we've done some trial work in these sandy soils in the northern part of Merced County that contain or possess characteristics that are conducive for ring, lesion, and root knot nematode, as well as have been farmed to almonds for the past, 80 years, essentially, past three generations of orchards. And traditionally, we've always looked at fumigation as either broadcast application of telone or a row strip application of telone or a methyl bromide. But we've been working with Tri-Cal and developing an experimental application of fumigants, of pre-plant soil fumigants, in which we utilize spot fumigation. And what essentially this does, it's a GPS guided rig that allows the shanks to turn on and turn off the fumigant as it approaches a predefined boundary around the center of the tree. This is usually about a 7 foot by 7 foot box centered on the tree site, and injects the gas, shuts it off, comes to the next one, turns it on, turns it off. And this allows us to reduce that fumigated area essentially from a row strip application, which is about 50% of the orchard, to a tree spot, which is around 20 to 30% of the orchard, depending on tree spacing. Now, initially, our thoughts would be that this will impact efficacy. But our recent studies, and this has been replicated in multiple locations in Merced County over two large trials over the past 8 years, we've been able to show that spot fumigation is as effective as row strip and broadcast applications and nematode infested and Prunus replant disease infested soils.
Okay, this is something that we have talked about before, but I think it was a year or two ago when we talked about it. So this is something that uses less product, which is both, good for the environment and also for the grower's pocketbook.
That's correct. So if you're looking at a $1,000 per acre fumigant bill for treating the row strips, this would allow you to effectively cut that in half. And the spot treatment allows you to do it because you're reducing the amount of fumigant you're applying on an orchard acre basis. And this has all kinds of regulatory benefits too. It reduces buffer zones, it provides more product to be applied in certain days because certain products you can only apply X amount of pounds per day. I'm pretty excited about this, and as we continue to follow this, I'm sure that we'll see a little bit more widespread industry adoption of this practice.
Yeah, how big is the machine that goes along?
So this is just a normal fumigation rig, and it has a
Okay.
GPS guided controller, and as it drives through the field and looks normal like a normal injection rig, but as it drives through the field, it turns on and off those valves based on that GPS guidance. The caveat is that this is a little bit harder of a system to use if the orchard's not ready to go and if it's not laid out. So it's important if you're using spot technology to make sure the trees are going in the right spot. So it makes sense that when you're hand planting crews and you're stretching wires across the field, that a row strip application makes more sense. But if you're using GPS to help guide your planting or a machine planting, this spot fumigation treatment is pretty effective.
Very cool. I did not know that you guys were utilizing the GPS for that. That's very cool.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty excited about this. I mean, you got to think if we can cut our fumigant usage in half, we cut our emissions in half, and we save farmers money in the process. I mean, it's a win all the way around.
Yeah, and I didn't even think about the on the regulatory end, as fact as product applied per day and boundaries and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the regulations are intense in the use of pre-plant soil fumigants, both from the human safety perspective as well as VOC. I'm not going to get into all that, but the reality is this helps us use product more effectively with less impact on the pocketbook and the environment.